When thinking about medieval Scotland's relationship with other kingdoms and principalities of Europe, it is important to bear in mind that while the politics and events that happened in Scotland were specific and sometimes unique to that particular Scottish context, there were commonalities across much of Western and Central Europe, particularly of the lived experience, of culture, of religious belief and practice, and of course of what binds us together still today, the economy. Late medieval Scotland had two distinct cultures of its own, one which would be best described as a Western European culture and one of the Gallic world. But the two were not in constant tension or conflict in the way that's sometimes been presented. For medieval Scotland was the home to many different ethnic cultures, languages, and migrant groups. It was not just Scots and Gaelic that were spoken, for example, but men of letters were almost certainly fluent in Latin and might be in French, Spanish, Italian, Flemish and German as well. Scotland's towns were populated not only by families who'd lived there for many generations, but by new migrants, particularly from England, from France and the Low Countries. I think there are really three elements that can illuminate the nature of the sorts of bonds and relationships that Scotland had with her European neighbours. And these are first, the church and religion, second, the cultural connections and dynastic alliances that were forged, and third, trade and the economy.